Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Monday morning, August 3rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority to build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscreation.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Network news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp. completes Homeland transaction, retains significant upside through equity stake. Max Power Mining Corp. completed a strategic transaction with Homeland Critical Minerals Corp., exchanging its subsidiary for 11 million Homeland common shares. This gives Max Power nearly 50% ownership in Homeland, maintaining exposure to the Wilcox project. Max Power plans to assess options for its Homeland shares, including potential distribution to shareholders. The company remains focused on advancing its natural hydrogen strategy in Saskatchewan.
Jovax highlights newly published independent research supporting broader filovirus vaccine strategies and strategic value of its MVA-based vaccine portfolio. Independent research supporting broader filovirus vaccine strategies and the strategic value of GeoVax's MVA-based vaccine portfolio has been highlighted. Recent findings suggest immune responses from licensed vaccines against Zaire ebolaris may recognize Bundibugyo ebolaris, reinforcing the need for multi-species protection. GeoVax's MVA platform has shown promise in non-human primate studies, positioning the company well for future outbreak preparedness initiatives.
Licensed Painters Folsom CA. With 30-plus years of precision work, Licensed Painters Folsom CA can now turn to Caltech Painting Inc. for over 30 years of precision work. Operating under California Contractor License Number 643,012 since 1992, the company offers owner-supervised execution on residential painting projects in Folsom, El Dorado Hills, and Granite Bay. With a focus on surface preparation and color matching, Caltech Painting Inc. ensures quality results and includes a satisfaction guarantee on every contract.
Lathamid AI enters agreement with Drogrias Lala CA to develop AI and automation tools for pharmaceutical and laboratory workflows. Lathamid AI Corp. has partnered with Drogrias Lala CA to develop AI and automation tools for pharmaceutical and laboratory workflows. The agreement aims to create software for testing coordination, quality control, data analysis, and more. This collaboration could expand Lathamid AI's reach beyond telemedicine services, offering potential benefits to healthcare providers in Venezuela and Latin America. Nara One Medical Technologies Corporation will report its third quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on Thursday, August 13, 2026 at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The medical technology company aims to discuss its performance, provide updates, and engage in Q&A during an investor conference call and webcast. To participate, dial 888-506-0062 U.S. South or 973-528-0011 International with access code 549,778.
Medivesco's Epic Labor subsidiary reported a staggering 280% year-over-year revenue increase, reaching $340,410 in July 2026. This growth was driven by a weekly sales high of over $100,000, showcasing a significant jump from the prior year. With a focus on delivering on-demand labor to various industries, Epic Labor's success has positioned them for further expansion and success in the market.
Vast Co-working Group strengthens executive leadership team with appointment of Chief Marketing Officer and Chief Financial Officer. Vast Co-working Group strengthens its executive leadership team with the appointment of Chris Basto as Chief Marketing Officer and Aslan Soaturk as Chief Financial Officer. Basto will oversee global marketing strategy, while Soaturk will lead financial planning and analysis. The additions come as Vast accelerates growth following its acquisition by New State Capital Partners earlier this year, aiming to support franchise owners and drive sustainable growth. Cuts by Amberate's grand opening of new men's grooming suite in Azul, bringing precision, professionalism, and Southern hospitality to the community. Huts by Amberate's the grand opening of a new men's grooming suite in Azul TX, offering precision, professionalism, and Southern hospitality. Owned by experienced cosmetologist Amber Lorette, the private grooming suite specializes in men's haircuts, beard trims, and grooming services. Amber's focus on craftsmanship and genuine connections aims to elevate every client's experience. For appointments, visit cutsbyamber.com or call 806-640-7702.
HD Bank secures record international syndicated social loan in Vietnam. HD Bank has secured a record-breaking US$721 million international syndicated social loan with the Asian Development Bank and Standard Chartered, among others. This marks the largest international syndicated social loan ever raised by a Vietnamese organization, highlighting global investors' confidence in HD Bank and Vietnam's economic future. The proceeds will support financial inclusion for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, particularly women-owned businesses in Vietnam.
HD Bank posts 31% rise in first-half profit. Assets exceed VND $1 quadrillion US$505 million, with total assets exceeding VND $1 quadrillion. The bank's strong performance was driven by digital transformation, leading to a cost-to-income ratio of 24.9%, with outstanding loans growing by 18.8% and total funding up by 12.1%. HD Bank is on track to surpass its 2026 profit target of over VND 30.1 trillion.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. And
newsramp.com.
Newsramp.com.